Chairman Brad Holton, I'm going to bring the meeting to order. Present is Commissioner Brooks, Commissioner Van Beek. We have an 11 o'clock agenda item meeting with HR to consider various resolutions. I'm going to pick and choose a little bit of the agenda items that are under this time slot. So we're not going to go in the order that's presented. So let's start with the last shall be first, and I don't know about the first, where they're going to come into the order. So let's consider a resolution to adopt changes to job description and pay grade for 5 positions in juvenile probation department. Let's start with that, please.
Good morning, Chairman, Commissioners. All of the resolutions coming forth in front of you today were all discussed in the budget process, specifically this juvenile probation resolution. This is work that was done to level set the juvenile probation department to make sure that their pay remains competitive given the responsibilities of each one of the juvenile probation officers. This does have FY26 budget impact. The market adjustment blue sheets are in front of you after this resolution is up for discussion and hopeful approval. We need to take those and those 3 levels of juvenile probation officers and get them in the correct grade, which this does, and then we move these position control numbers into the right grade.
All right. And I agree with it. I think it's a good thing to get done. So, either a discussion or a motion?
Chairman, we do have the Director for Juvenile Probation here who's been managing this department for more than 30 years. I would appreciate having her put some information on the record for us today, even though we've covered this during the budget process. But
thank you, Commissioner Van Beek. For the past couple of years, I worked with HR and the compensation folks to really keep up updated and competitive positions. Unfortunately, for some reason, we kind of fell back last year, and some of these positions that should have been moved up did not. So I appreciate Marty and the work that she did to identify these positions to keep these positions competitive with surrounding departments. So I believe that this is a really fair for the staff. They will be kept up to date with their salaries, and we will be competitive in hopes that we can keep these folks on staff. So again, I appreciate Marty's work in identifying all these positions and supporting this effort.
Yep. Thank you for that, Elda. I know and you interface with IDOC and other entities and the work that you do to help juveniles get on track. You're interfacing with the court system, with the detention system. And then I would say, too, historically, there has not been the effort that or the expertise with the HR and the market grades, steps, adjustments in tandem with the chief operating officer who's got a lot of years in his own right for salary plans and compensation. So having said all that, some of this department's lack or catch up can be attributed just to a former regime that really didn't have maybe the expertise or the desire to have that equity across. So that's what we're trying to get, is that it's fair and that it pays people that we can retain in a way that, because Canyon County is now a very desirable place to work for a number of reasons. And so anyway, thank you for the work that you do. You've had a great career. We honored you last week at a barbecue for your years of service to Canyon County. So just a great time to say thank you for what you've done and the way that you've strategized for the win for people going through the juvenile probation program system. So thank you.
Thank you, Commissioner Van Beek.
Yeah.
Yes, I concur. Thank you.
Yep.
All right, I would entertain a motion on this.
Mr. Chairman, I move that we approve the resolution to adopt changes to job description and pay grade for 5 positions in juvenile probation department.
I second.
All right, motion's been made and seconded. All those in favor say aye.
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 Aye. Motion carries unanimously. All right, so let's go to the top one. Let's consider a resolution to adopt changes to 2 job descriptions and pay grade for case managers in the county Assistance Department, there you go.
Yes, thank you. So again, talked about in the budget process for the County Assistance Department, they have case managers. It was really important that we recognize what it means to be a case manager and then a different level of a case manager, a more experienced case manager. We've done that with research of the job description attached here. And because of the job description attached here, both of those PCNs that are assigned a case manager will qualify for a case manager 3. So the resolution to move those into those PCNs to a case manager 3 is what is presented to you today.
All right. I'm really in favor of this. These two positions, these people are very qualified, and the county is very fortunate to have that much institutional knowledge that we can work with. So we're in a great position with these people, and they need to be adequately compensated.
I agree, Chairman, and independent of the person holding that, this, which these positions are required under Idaho state statute, were they to leave, we would want someone with their level of detail, with their tenure, with their leadership ability, with their ability to interface with the public in the way that they do. So I am in support of making these job title and description changes. Thank you, Marty.
Okay. Is that a motion?
Not quite. I move that we approve the job description, job title, and the grade of two positions in the County Assistant Department as presented.
I second.
All right. Thank you. Motion's been made and seconded. All those in favor say aye.
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 Aye. Motion carries unanimously. Okay, so all of the other bullet points that we have before us is in the prosecuting attorney's office and in one category or another. Is it okay that we just follow the order in which these bullet points lay, or do you have any? Okay, so let's do that. So the first one is consider changes job title and job change of one position in the prosecuting attorney's office and approve the grade and grade change to 8 positions in the prosecuting attorney's office relating to victim witness services position.
So, again, there is a lot of resolutions, and I would like to thank the PA's office. They helped prepare these, so HR could have a little bit more time to review and get it straight. So for victim witness coordinators, we currently just have one level of victim witness coordinator. That is not something that works any longer. But what all of these resolutions are going to do today is currently all of our PCNs that we have approved are attached to a level of some kind, whether it's victim witness coordinator 1, lead victim witness coordinator. What this resolution is doing is it's removing removing levels from any PCNs. The levels will still be tracked, but they will be tracked internally. When we remove the level from the PCN, it actually allows us way more flexibility when we are searching for openings. We can post and interview for anybody who might be an entry level to somebody who has had many years of experience and be able to have the flexibility to hire them into the role based on what our budget allows. When we remove the PCNs from the levels, it really puts the onus of managing the budget back on the office or the director to be able to manage that. It also, the biggest thing it allows us to do is search for the best qualified candidate for the role. So that is what almost all of these resolutions from the PA's office are coming forth for you today. These victim witness coordinators are, that's what this is doing. And it's also allowing us, if you will see in one line, it is saying that we're changing this one victim witness coordinator from only a grade 13 to a victim witness coordinator, a salary grade 13, all the way up to a salary grade 14. Depending on what level we can find when we have an open position. So that is what this, each and every single one of these 8 positions, it says the exact same thing. Because we have 8 approved PCNs in the victim witness coordinator role, that's why there is 8.
Chairman, I want just first to say that this is an idea that was floated months ago. So it's been under discussion to try and do exactly what you're saying, get the best qualified and not be restricted in the job title itself, to give flexibility to not have to create new PCNs and to move within that. I know that the prosecutor and the chief both were heavily involved in that, and I would be interested, because people always look at the changes with what we're doing, and to expand that keeps us from coming back here again.
Well, I would say not only that, it's also the process of it. We can hire, like if we have a, let's say we have a victim witness coordinator one position open, if we can get an amazing candidate, we can definitely hire them, but we have to come back to resolution to move that PCN from a level one to a level two to be able to offer that candidate, which takes time, mm-hmm. which means we're losing candidates. We're losing really right. good qualified candidates based on our process that we have to bring forth to the board.
Thank you for that additional. I don't know if either one of them have anything to say, but.
Well, I'll be very brief. Not like me, but I will be. But I really appreciate both our HR director and Greg Rass help in this. If this wasn't just something that just we came to on our own, actually, it was something that was suggested to us by both of them. And I think it makes a lot of sense. It's something that's a good kind of, you'll see us do this across the board, where we're trying to kind of get away from the idea of these external classifications, which are really inefficient, and have instead these, they still attract, right? But it's not going to be, the PCN will run with the employee, and that really does make a whole lot more sense than having to create some new position because someone is more experienced than another.
So. Thank you.
All right, I would entertain a motion then.
It's the second bullet point, I guess.
Yes, it is.
Mr. Chairman, I move that we approve the changes to the job title and grade for one position in the prosecuting attorney's office, and approve the grade change to 8 positions in the PA's office related to the victim witness services position.
I second.
Okay, motion's been made and seconded. All those in favor say aye.
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 Aye. Motion carries unanimously. All right. Next one is consider approving the return of 5 positions in the prosecuting attorney's office back to the county. You sure you want to do this?
Yeah. Or, well, either of us could I think. I'll take this one, and then I'll give Ingrid the next one. So we did this presentation in our budget, so I'm not going to re-present.
Right, yeah, no, there's no sense.
Part of it was we knew that we needed to become competitive with attorney salaries, and we didn't want to expend more taxpayer resources when we knew we had positions sitting open in some cases. And so we went through this. We kind of went through with a scalpel instead of a bludgeon, and we took out the ones that we really felt like we could do without. We had some things that were repetitive. The systems administrator liaison was, frankly, we just used the IT that's provided to us by the county. It's been working quite well. We appreciate IT and their work there. And then across the board, you can see what it is. We've given back a couple of deputy prosecutor positions, but we would rather be able to fill the ones that we have and be competitive. And so that was what we've done. I think it's if it works, it's going to be wonderful, and we appreciate your consideration.
It's the best information we have at the time that we're working under, and I think that it makes it a budget neutral move with all of the other changes. So I really, really, really appreciate it. I think it's really being accountable to the taxpayer and trying to be as lean as we can run. So.
Mr. Chairman?
Yes.
You sure you want to do this first one, considering the potential of working with an outside agency?
The first one what?
Yeah. Here you go.
Mr. Sorry.
Chairman. This is a civil deputy
decision. So. I think yes, and I think if there's something, there has been some discussion of us taking on some additional duties, and I think when that happens, I think we just bring a different resolution. But I think rather than changing course from where we're at, I think nothing has actually changed yet, and so when you guys ask us to take on additional duties, we might come to you with a different resolution, but I think that would make sense.
Chief?
So, Mr. Chair, this is actually something I've approached PA Boyd and Ingrid on as far as the custodian of record and public records request for Canyon County. I think it should be centralized through in the civil team, just for eyes on it, for records and statistics. And also, we've got an agreement with the ambulance district for outside consultation to do legal work. So that's going to probably come before the board as a separate project for consideration once we have all the statistics and all the information at hand.
Okay. Good question. I think I'm more than comfortable with that response. All right. No other comments? I would entertain a motion.
Chairman, I move that the board approves the return of 5 positions in the prosecuting attorney's office back to the county as listed. And there's a deputy prosecuting attorney, 3, 2 of those, a legal assistant, 2 of those, and 1 systems administrator liaison.
Second.
Okay. Motion has been made and seconded. All those in favor say aye.
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 All right. Motion carries unanimously. All right. Next is consider approving changes to the job title of 5 positions in the prosecuting attorney's office related to the legal assistant position.
So this was one that we wanted to make in order to really make sure that these folks' job classifications reflect the actual work that they're doing. And that's actually a theme that you'll see in all of these. And that's something that allows us to retain our really good employees. But it's also something that allows us to make sure that we are accountable to the taxpayer to only pay our employees for what they're actually doing and contributing to the office. So with regard to these particular classifications, we spoke a lot about them during the budget hearings, and I think that this is a really positive move that reflects what these folks are doing day to day. And I guess since we've talked about this one so much, I would just ask if you have any questions about these ones.
I don't.
I'm in favor.
I think we need to, time-wise, we need to move right along. If there is anything specific, I'd entertain a motion.
Mr. Chairman, I move that we approve the changes to the job title of 5 positions in the PA's office related to the legal assistant position as presented.
I second.
Okay. Motion's been made and seconded. All those in favor say aye.
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 Aye. Motion carries unanimously. Okay. The next one is consider approving changes to the job title of 36 positions in the prosecuting attorney's office related to criminal deputy prosecuting attorney position.
Yes, good. This follows the same line as the victim witness. These are all deputy prosecuting attorneys on the criminal side. This is removing the PCNs, the levels from the PCNs, and allowing us to hire the best qualified candidate for an open role.
All right. Other discussion or questions?
Chairman, I would just say that this change of the guard, this board did commit to allowing the prosecutor to look at his staffing and what his needs are, as he's already indicated, and move forward to retain qualified people. So I'm in favor.
All righty.
Chairman, I move that the board approves changes to the job title of 36 positions in the prosecuting attorney's office as listed and presented.
I second.
Okay. Motion's been made and seconded. All those in favor say aye.
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 Aye. Motion carries unanimously. All right. Next item will be consider changes to the job title for 4 positions in the prosecuting attorney's office related to the civil deputy prosecuting attorney position.
I would say that this is the same exact reasoning. This is just to allow us to hire the best qualified candidate, removes the levels from the PCNs.
Yep. I'm in favor, Chairman. And this, go ahead.
I was just going to, Mr. Chairman, I move that we approve the changes to the job title for 4 positions in the PA's office related to the civil deputy prosecuting attorney position.
I second.
All right. Motion's been made and seconded. All those in favor say aye.
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 Aye. Motion carries unanimously. All right. So the next item would be consider approving changes to the job title for 23 positions in the prosecuting attorney's office related to criminal legal assistant and 1 assistant admin supervisor position.
Yes, same exact reasoning, right? Removing the levels from the PCNs and allows us to hire the best qualified candidate. And then we are, the very last one, we are... Hold on 1 second. Yes, and we are changing the... I don't have that one, Ingrid. Talk about it.
Which one?
You.
assistant, then changed the job title. I believe that one was the one where we had previously had someone with a job title of assistant administrative supervisor. That's
okay.
just not the job title that we have anymore
okay.
in our office. And so what was happening a lot is that, and this again goes to the larger reason for doing this, you had, because we couldn't necessarily, it was so difficult to shift people into different PCNs, we would just have people sitting for years in the incorrect PCN. And that's what actually happened with that administrative supervisor. We had a legal assistant sitting in that assistant administrative supervisor position that just, we haven't had an assistant administrative supervisor for years, if not a decade or more. So that's just a position that we need to reclassify.
And as you know, we still do have people involved in those leadership roles, but we pay them by stipend.
Yes.
So the role is directly tied to a specific amount of money. So if they are, you know, move on or do something different, then they're still able to retain the exact salary that they earned with, that's not related to the leadership work.
I'm in favor.
Would it be okay? I have a couple employee-specific questions, I think, that I need to have dialogue in executive session. So can we move to that real quick?
I'm good with that, Chairman.
If
the board adjourns to executive session under Idaho Code 742061, subsection B, for personnel, and D, for records exempt from public disclosure.
All right.
A second.
Motion's been made and seconded. All those, well, Commissioner Van Beek, what say you?
Yes.
Commissioner Ricks?
Yes.
Commissioner Holton? Yes. So motion carries unanimous. All right, so let's go.